Have you ever been in a situation before where maybe you feel like you're just going through life and you're just like carrying a little bit extra with you? I mean, you just like got the weight of the world on your shoulders. You got some concerns, you got some worries, you got some fears, you've got some anxieties, you've got some things that maybe you're uncertain of, and you say, man, I just don't know how I'm going to go ahead and deal with them, and you just kind of like just walk around with them all the time, and you carry them with you no matter where you go, and then every once in a while you try and like lay them down, because it's kind of heavy and it kind of gets the best of you. But pretty soon after you set it down, you think, man, I'm going to go ahead and just continue with the same worries in life. And we go ahead and we pick everything back up. And we go ahead and we carry it around for a little bit longer. And then all of a sudden we get weighed down and we think, man, I can't take it anymore. And we go ahead and, wow, we just set it down again and we stay right there close to it. And we've got all these things that we would like to go ahead and overcome. Things like worry, things like fear, things like unforgiveness and anger and resentment. And we say, what do we do with these things? Because I'd really like to overcome them. I'd really like to go ahead and set them down once and for all. How do I deal with these things? How do I go ahead and let go of them? You see, for the past several weeks, we've been talking about this topic, that truth wins. And we've been talking about how we can take our excess baggage in this life and we can go ahead and overcome it. We can win over worry. We can go ahead and have faith instead of fear. We can go ahead and run to the cross and discover more of who Jesus is. And we can have a freedom like we've never felt before. But the only way we have that is in discovering who and what truth really is. You see, the good news is Jesus said, we don't have to go ahead and keep picking this stuff up. The weight, the shame, the guilt, the resentment, the bitterness. What do we do with it? How do we handle it? Well, in John chapter 8, in verse number 31, and verse number 32, Jesus gives us this truth. Let's go ahead and take a look at this passage of Scripture together. It says in John 8:31, it says, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, he said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. He said, if you want to follow me, here's the key. I want you to go ahead and continue in my word. I want you to know what my word says, and then I want you to live your life according to that. But we continue a little bit further, and then he says this, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Here's what Jesus said. If you want to follow me, here's how you're going to win in life. You can follow me and you can come after me, but in order to win in life, you need to know more of the truth, and here's what's going to happen. The truth will help you overcome the worries and struggles of this life. The truth will help you go ahead and overcome the setbacks and the fears. The truth will help you go ahead and begin to unpack some of these things that are weighing you down. Jesus said the truth is this. We don't have to go ahead and carry those things with us anymore. You see, Jesus was telling us something that's very important. You see, a lot of us carry around a lot of things with us, and we go ahead and we just carry it everywhere we go, but we go ahead and we set it down because it's heavy. We set it down because we really don't know how to deal with it, and we pick it back up. But what do we do? What was Jesus saying? Jesus said, if you want to follow me, you continue in my word. And when you continue in my word, you're going to discover this truth. He said, and then you will be free indeed. Can I tell you something? At the cross of Jesus Christ, he took care of all of our sins and all of our struggles. He took care of all of our setbacks, all of our greatest fears, all of our greatest anxieties, and all of our worries. He went ahead and he conquered them through going to the cross, dying and rising again. So what do I do? How do I go ahead and handle these things? How do I move beyond them? Well, here's what we honestly need to do. We need to go ahead and maybe take a look at what's in here. Maybe for some of us today, we've got something big in our life that's just kind of plagued us for a long time. Some of you are saying, man, that's a brick. Yeah, it is. It's a brick in this bag. But maybe in your life that this brick is something that a parent said about you or to you when you were little and you've never gotten over. They spoke into your life and you've carried it around with you for 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 years. You've said, I've never been able to get over it. Those words hurt. What do I do with it? Jesus has an answer, and it's found at the cross. Maybe for some of you, you would say, man, it's really not that big. Maybe it's the argument that you had last week with your spouse, and you just can't get beyond it. How do you go ahead and get beyond it? How do you get rid of that? Maybe you go ahead and you bring that to the cross, or maybe it wasn't that big of a deal, but it still hurt, and it was something that happened to you that you really just didn't understand. What do? You go ahead and you bring it to the cross. Maybe it was something that you did and you still feel guilty about. What do? You bring it to the foot of the cross. We just begin to go ahead and unpack the baggage of our life, and we begin to go ahead and take our lack of perfection, and we just begin to go ahead and place it at the foot of the cross and begin to dump our sins, our regrets, our shame, our guilt, our failures, all of those things, and we begin to go ahead and lay them there. And can I tell you something? We don't even need to keep the bag. We just need to go ahead and empty it out and go ahead and throw it away and remove it from our life so that we can't pick it back up and carry it with us again. How do we go ahead and do that? We come to a passage of Scripture this morning that's found in 1 John. And in 1 John chapter 1, John writes a letter to us, and he says, I want to write a letter to you so that you might live a life of joy. I want to write a letter to you so that you might know how to understand some of the issues of life and avoid some of the troubles. But he says, when you don't avoid some of the troubles, and when you sin, when someone says something to you, when you get angry at God because you don't understand the circumstances of life and you're just kind of really hurt by what's going on, he gives us a way to deal with the things that we do and the things that other people do to us. You see, John writes and he tells us this in verse number 4, 1 John chapter 1. He says, in these things we write to you that your joy might be full. Can I tell you something this morning? I want you to unpack some of these things. The weights that are weighing you down, the things that you need to overcome. The sin that you committed 20 years ago and you asked God to forgive you for, but you still feel guilty over. The thing that happened when you were growing up that you didn't understand, maybe it was mom and dad that split up, and somehow you still think it's your fault to this day, and you really had nothing to do with it, but you've carried it with you all these years. John writes and he says, I don't want you to go ahead and feel guilty. He says, I'm writing this to you so that your joy might be full. I'm writing this to you so that you might be able to overcome. I'm writing this to you so that you might know that there's hope in the midst of your hurts. Well, let's just continue a little further. He says, this is the message that we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. He says, you can come to him. And then he says this. He says, if we say that we have fellowship with him, meaning that our relationship with him is great, but we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. You see, John writes and he says, look, if we say that our relationship with God is great, but we're carrying around all of these things and we make it a habit to carry around all these things, there's a problem. There's a struggle that's going on in us. He says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. There's something that's really important. He says, Jesus Christ is the answer. You want to go ahead and overcome the struggles that you have in this life? You want to go ahead and overcome the struggles and the sins that are holding you back, that are weighing you down? He says, Jesus Christ is the answer. He doesn't stop there. He says, If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. He says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Then he says this, my little children, these things I write to you so that you might not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate, a friend, a defender, a representative with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, or Jesus Christ, the perfect one. How do we deal with the sins that we encounter, the sins that we commit? How do we deal with the guilt and the shame, the struggles that come into our life, sometimes from other situations that maybe we don't understand? How do we forgive the one who has hurt us, and how do we go ahead and receive forgiveness? Well, when we look at what John writes, John teaches us an in-depth truth of what Jesus spoke. Jesus said, if you want to go ahead and have a life that's filled with a great relationship and following me, then here's what needs to happen. You need to go ahead and know the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. Jesus said that truth is a person. And the more we know about Jesus and the more we begin to follow Jesus, here's what's going to happen. We're going to have a greater freedom. So this morning, for just a few moments, let's go ahead and unpack some of these things, how we can move beyond the sin, the hurt, the struggle, how we can overcome the things that we're dealing with. You see, one of the things that John tells us as he writes this to us is this. He says forgiveness is needed by all. You notice in that passage of scripture, he says, if we say that we have not sinned, then guess what? We've called God a liar. He doesn't say we've called him a liar. He says we've made him a liar. Why? Because he knows that we've all sinned. And you know what? There's a truth that all of us have sinned. Every one of us this morning are in the same boat. We all need forgiveness. Not only do we all need forgiveness, but there's somebody that we all need to forgive. You see, we like to hear the words that we're forgiven, right? We like it when somebody tells us we're forgiven, but it's really hard sometimes to go ahead and say those words to someone else. Well, when John writes, he tells us this truth, that forgiveness is needed by all. And in denying our need of forgiveness is denying our past sin. It's denying our past shame. It's denying our past guilt. It's deceiving ourselves. You see, needing forgiveness means this. It just means that you're human. Because every human since Adam has needed forgiveness. Isn't it amazing that Adam and Eve, created in a perfect setting, in a perfect place, ended up making a choice, and because they made a choice, they needed forgiveness. They sinned, they went against God, and every man, woman, and child, with the exception of Jesus Christ, since that point in time, has needed forgiveness. You see, forgiveness is something that's common to all. And sometimes when we talk about needing forgiveness, sometimes when we talk about having baggage and having things that we're carrying around and dealing with the weight of this life, we look at it and we go ahead and we say, you know what, somebody else might need that, but I'm not so certain that I do. Can I tell you something? None of us are as good as we sometimes think we are. That's just the cold, hard truth. Forgiveness is needed by all. You see, needing forgiveness is not only needed by all, but needing forgiveness is really why Jesus came. You see, if you didn't need forgiveness, if we didn't need help getting past the weights and the sins and the struggles that we do and that other people do to us, there would have been no reason for him to go ahead and come. So he said, look, I'm going to come because young people need forgiveness. I'm going to come because even though young people need forgiveness and often receive it when they're young, guess what? We grow and we need forgiveness a little bit more. We go ahead and we hurt other people and we need to be forgiven, or other people hurt us and we need to go ahead and have help in forgiving them. Verse number 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. We all need forgiveness. But here's something else that comes. He says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then he says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us, which means if we say that we don't need forgiveness, we've just missed the boat. But then he says in verse number 1 of chapter 2, he says, my little children, these things I write to you so that you might not sin. But he says, if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And here's what he says. He says, and he himself is the payment, the atonement, the settlement for our sins. And I love this. And not for ours only, but also for the whole world. He says, not for ours only, but for the sins of the entire world. So forgiveness is needed by all, but then John tells us this, that forgiveness is available to all. Some of you today know that you're carrying around a bag, right? You just know you're carrying around a bag. You've got a bag of your own sin, right? Just like I saw just a minute ago that I carried, and it's heavy and it's weighing you down. And you're like, you know what? If I could get rid of the guilt from what I did, if I could get rid of some of the shame, if I could get rid of the hurt that's been placed upon me that others have spoken to my life, if I could get rid of a little bit of the anger because of where I'm at in life, if I could get rid of some of the fear, if I could get rid of some of the resentment. But then we think, you know what, I need to go ahead and be able to take care of it myself because I'm not good enough and I don't know that God would forgive me. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 2, John wrote, he's not only coming to offer forgiveness for those that already know him, but he's offering forgiveness for those that don't know him yet. He's offering forgiveness for all who want to come. Do you know what John was saying? John was saying, you're never going to get beyond the need of coming through the grace of God. You're never going to move beyond the need where you are so good that you no longer need the payment from Jesus to go ahead and be the formula for the forgiveness of your sins. You see, when Jesus went to the cross, the Gospel of John records that he was crucified, and that as he was being crucified, he went ahead and he gave us these words, tetelestai. And he cried them aloud, and it just means it's paid in full, it's taken care of. You see, when Jesus went to the cross and he died in your place and in my place, do you know what he did? He paid in full for the sin of your life and for the sin of every other person that's ever walked the face of the earth. He paid their sin debt in full. And now all that needs to happen is this, for you to go ahead and receive that forgiveness. That's it. John said he's come to offer forgiveness for everyone. He says forgiveness is needed by all, but here's the good news. He says forgiveness is available to all. Some of you might have walked in the door this morning and you felt like, wow, the bag that I'm carrying with me, it's too great. Some of you might have said, you know what, the things that are going on in my life and in my heart, I'm going to church today, but I just don't know that God can really take care of it. Can I tell you, John says, you know what, forgiveness is needed by all, but forgiveness is available to all. It doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what you've done. You're never too far to where God can't offer his grace. And God can't reach out and redeem your life and forgive your sins, because that's why he came. Forgiveness is needed by all. Forgiveness is available to all. See, that's really important that we understand that. Jesus didn't die for a special club. He didn't go ahead and say, man, I'm going to go ahead and just put some limits on this thing that we're calling an atonement. I'm not going to go ahead and say it's paid in full, but it's really only paid in partial because there's only enough to cover some. He said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to proclaim it's paid in full because any who want to come and receive the forgiveness of sin can go ahead and do that because I'm dying not only for the sins of those who know me. Can I tell you something? His payment of sin was even enough for those who would reject him. That's just on them at that point in time. Don't be one that rejects his forgiveness today. Don't be one that rejects the sacrifice of Christ. You've got some things in life that you want to overcome. I don't know what it is for you, and I don't know what you need help overcoming, but I know this. We all need forgiveness, and we all need to go ahead and come to a place where we realize that when we look at forgiveness and it being available to all, it's based on a perfect, complete sacrifice. Forgiveness is not based on my need. Oh, the more forgiveness we need, the more we get. But just so we understand, our forgiveness is not necessarily based on our need. It's based on Christ's perfection and who He is and what He offered up. But when we look at 1 John, he writes something that's very powerful and very practical, and he just says this, that forgiveness is personal for all. He says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So what John was saying is this. There's a conviction that speaks to our heart. There's a conviction that says, look, I need to go ahead and I need to get rid of some of these things. I need to go ahead and I need to bring this sin of unforgiveness, and I need to go ahead and lay it at the foot of the cross of Jesus. There's this aspect of bitterness and resentment in my life, and I need to go ahead and I need to bring it and lay it at the foot of the cross of Jesus. There's this person or this group or this issue that I've been unwilling to forgive. What do I need to do? I need to bring it and lay it at the foot of the cross, because he said, we're going to be convicted of it. We know it. It's nagging at us. It's there. We go to bed with it. We wake up with it. I'm not talking about your spouse. I'm talking about the issue, right? We go ahead and that struggle, it's on the inside. What do we do with it? We go ahead and we bring it to the foot of the cross. Why? Because we're being convicted over it. He says, if we'll go ahead and confess, what does confess mean? Confess just means to agree with God about it. If we'll just go ahead and agree with God about it and bring it to Him, do you know what happens? The Bible says this, that we've got conviction, but we've got confession. He says He will cleanse us. The word cleanse is a great word. The word cleanse means to wipe away and remove as if it was never there. David was a king in the Old Testament. The one that went out and fought and did battle against Goliath, did some incredible things, a great warrior, a great leader, but sin came into his life. And when sin came into his life, what did David do? David cried out in Psalm 51 and verse number 7. He said, Lord, would you go ahead and purge me with hyssop? It was his way of saying, Lord, would you clean me and scrub me so much that you can't even tell this has ever been there before? Do you know today that God can take your anger, that God can take your resentment, that God can go ahead and He can take your hurt and He can wipe it away? Can remove it. Sometimes our struggles are so great in this life because we won't bring it to Him. And we won't let Him do it. And sometimes our struggles are so great because we do bring it to Him and we think, wow, God's really not going to go ahead and cleanse that. God's not really going to forgive that completely. He's going to bring it up a little bit later. Can I tell you something? Something that is confessed is cleansed. And when God cleanses it, God removes it to be remembered no more. God is not like your uncle. He's not like your neighbor. He's not like the coworker. He's not like the person that can't forget something. When God forgives, God cleanses. You say, how do you know that? Because John said He's faithful and just, which means He's going to do what He said He would do. So today, what's in the heart of your life? What's in the bag that you're carrying around? What's going on in your life that maybe you just need to go ahead and say, okay, God, I need to move beyond this. I need to lay this down. I need to deal with this forgiveness issue because I have plenty of stuff that's right here on the inside. I've got that resentment. I've got the guilt from the action 6 months ago, 10 years ago, whatever it might be, I need to take care of it. Maybe it's I've been unforgiving. What do I do with that? That brings me to the last thing that this morning, and here it is. Forgiven people forgive people. Okay, that's God's plan. We all have something in common. We all need forgiveness. Forgiveness is needed by all, but then we learn that forgiveness is available to all, but then we learn that forgiveness is personal. He deals with us on an individual basis, which just means I come to him and I say, Lord, I need your forgiveness, and here's what he does. He cleanses me from it, one-on-one. An incredible thing to stop and think that Jesus does that on my behalf and he does it on your behalf, but here's an even more incredible responsibility that comes with it. The Bible teaches us this: forgiven people forgive people. There's a story in the book of Matthew. Matthew and his, or Jesus and his disciples are having a discussion. Peter says, Jesus, I really like this forgiveness thing when it's about me. But he says, when my brother over there, when he goes ahead and he offends me, which means this, when I don't get my way and he gets his, he says, how often do I have to forgive him? 7 times? Because they were used to going ahead and just putting a limit on things. And here's what Jesus said. No, Peter, it's not like that. He says, it's 70 times 7. Now, for those of you that are quick in math, it comes up to 490, right? I'm not quick in math. I figured it out before I came up here. Actually, I figured it out years ago when I preached on the passage. I just put it in the margin, 490. That way it's always there. He wasn't saying we go to 490 and then we go ahead and cut it off because we're not supposed to keep track of it, right? Jesus was saying, look, there's this thing called grace and there's this thing called forgiveness, and it's not deserved, it's unmerited, and here's what you do. You go ahead and forgive others as I have forgiven you. We begin to go ahead and look at how Jesus forgives. Some of you are carrying around a hurt. And here's the problem. The longer you carry it around with you, the uglier it gets. That's the truth. The longer you carry it around with you, the more a part of you it goes ahead and becomes. The more you will get used to it and the harder it is to go ahead and deal with it. But when we begin to go ahead and look at Jesus, how did Jesus deal with it? Did Jesus go ahead and say, well, when they go ahead and come to me and let me know that they've offended me personally and asked me for forgiveness, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and forgive them. No. In Luke chapter 23 and verse number 31, they're crucifying Jesus on the cross. He's hanging there. They've gambled for his clothes. They've mocked him. They've spat upon him. They've beat him to where he's unrecognizable. They've plated him with a crown of thorns. They're getting ready to go ahead and put a spear in his side. And Jesus said this, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And here's what happens. Did Jesus' pain stop immediately? No. He died. Did everybody back away and say, oh, hold on, we've made a mistake. We got to stop this execution. No, they didn't. But the Bible does record that there's a soldier that has looked upon and he's watched the entire time. And upon hearing the words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, he steps back and he says, truly, this was the Son of God. There's been an earthquake. The ground has shook. The clouds have darkened. We've beaten him beyond recognition. And the words that he says upon the cross are words of forgiveness. You see, I firmly believe that soldier was impacted by the example that he saw in Jesus Christ. And when John writes in John chapter 8 and verse number 31 and verse number 32, he says, if you will be my followers, you'll continue in my word. And when you continue in my word, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Here's what Jesus was really telling us in that passage. When you begin to go ahead and follow him, the more you learn about him and follow his example, the greater freedom you will have. And some of you this morning just need freedom by coming and saying, Jesus, I need your forgiveness. I need you to be my Savior. I want you to forgive me of my sins, and I'm placing my faith and hope in you. Some of you have already done that, but you know you've got some things you're carrying around, and you need to bring them to God and say, God, would you please just go ahead and forgive me and restore that joy of salvation like you did for David so long ago, because he will do that for you. Some of you need to come in your mind and say, okay, you know what? I've not forgiven other people. I've been forgiven of so much, but now I need to go ahead and unpack my unforgiveness, and I need to begin to go ahead and forgive them, because that's what forgiven people do. Why? Because that's what Jesus did. You see, today, forgiveness is needed by all. It's available to all. It's personal for all. But it's supposed to be passed on by all who are forgiven. So today, what do you need to bring to Jesus? If it's a big issue, if it's a small fragment of an issue, or maybe it's forgiving someone else. He gave us the power to overcome it at the cross and the empty tomb. Today, his forgiveness is available to you, and not only to you, but to everyone in this world. So today, would you go ahead and receive his forgiveness? Today, would you go ahead and let go of the unforgiveness in your life and truly begin to forgive those that need it? Would you bow your heads with me for just a moment? In just a moment, we're going to have a time where we can respond. The band's going to play. They're going to sing a song. But you and I get an opportunity to respond. For the past several weeks, we've had people come and they've written down a prayer request, something that they need to overcome, and we've just placed it on the cross. And today, if you've got one of those that you want to write down and we'll place it on the cross, I would encourage you to come and do that. But today, maybe you're here. You would say, John, I've got some things that are going on. I've got some struggles. Some things that I need to talk to the Lord about. Some things that are heavy and weighing me down. Maybe today, right where you are, you would just say, Father, you've spoke to my heart about some of these things, and I need your forgiveness. I need you to go ahead and cleanse me. Right here, right now, I need you to remove that guilt. I need you to remove that shame. I need you to remove that bitterness. God, I need you to remove that anger. Maybe you're here and you would say, John, I need to forgive someone else. There's something that's there and it's just festering and I've never done anything with it except hold on to it and not let it go. If that's you today, maybe your prayer needs to be, Lord, would you cleanse me from that? Would you help me to forgive them? Just as your son Jesus freely forgave those that were crucifying him, and he spoke, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus was ultimately saying, they don't realize everything that they're doing. They don't know everything that they're doing. And maybe the people in your life didn't realize everything they were doing. Maybe they didn't know everything they were doing to hurt you. Maybe today you just say, Father, forgive them. They didn't know everything they were doing. Help me to let that go. Maybe you're here today and you don't know Jesus, but you would like to. I want you to know that Jesus died for you. He gave his life on the cross of Calvary. He was buried and he rose again on the third day, just as the scripture teaches. And he did that so that you could place your faith and trust in him, so that he could and would be your Savior if you would just ask him. And today, maybe you've never done that. You know you're not perfect. You know you've sinned. You've missed God's mark. But maybe right now you've got to want to invite him into your life and to be your Savior. So right now, if that's you, just pray a simple little prayer like this. Jesus, would you please forgive me of my sins? Would you please be my Savior? And help me to live a life where I follow your example. You pray a simple prayer like that, He'll go ahead and be your Savior. This morning, while the band plays and leads us in this song, if you need to come and place a prayer request there at the cross, you can go ahead and do that. We're not going to stand together. We're going to have an opportunity to go ahead, and we're just going to remain seated because we're getting ready to move into communion. And the Apostle Paul told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 that communion is for those who know Jesus, but it's also a time where we're supposed to go ahead and examine our heart, where we're supposed to go ahead and examine our life, where we make sure that we're right with God and that our relationship is right with Him. So if God's speaking to your heart about something this morning, I would encourage you right where you are just to take care of it with Him, whatever it might be. If you got that prayer request desire, just come and write it down. You can go back to your seat. And we're going to let the band sing through, and then we're going to go ahead and take some time to reflect, and then we're going to proceed with communion in just a moment. But this is a time for us to respond. Do I need His forgiveness today? Is there something I need to go ahead and let go of, something I need to forgive others? Whatever it might be, take that moment right now.